From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. A county in Idaho is taking an unusual step to deal with illegal immigration. It's using a law created for prosecuting mobsters to prosecute businesses that hire undocumented workers. The man behind Idaho's unique approach is a local politician named Robert Vasquez. Now he's running for Congress, and Elizabeth Wynn Johnson has this profile.
The office used by Canyon County Commissioner Robert Vasquez has all the usual decor, including family portraits and photos of fellow Republicans, and one item you might not expect, a Marilyn Monroe wall calendar.
I have that for three reasons. First of all, I always thought she was a very patriotic and attractive woman. Secondly, it helps me keep track of the days. And thirdly, it is definitely politically incorrect.
56-year-old Vasquez is impeccably turned out in a crisp suit with gleaming shoes and a monogrammed dress shirt. He's a combat veteran who lost part of his right leg and the use of his left hand on a battlefield. He was born in El Paso, Texas, the grandson of a legal immigrant from Mexico. Because of that Mexican heritage, he gets a number of calls from reporters at Univision and Telemundo. He says the conversation always comes around to something like this.
And they say, oh, do you speak Spanish? I say, yes, I do. Oh, good, we can do the interview in Spanish. No, you cannot. Excuse me? No, you cannot. Well, why not? Because I'm an American citizen, I'm an elected official in Canyon County, Idaho, and we speak English here.
To some, Vasquez is a populist hero. To others, a divisive traitor to his own people. His efforts have made headlines. Last year, he sent a bill for $2 million to the Mexican government for the cost of providing services to illegal aliens. When that didn't work, he asked Idaho's governor to declare his county a disaster area, citing, quote, imminent invasion from Mexico. The governor declined. Now, in addition to going after the supply side, Vasquez is setting his sights on the demand.
I've had proponents of illegal aliens, those people who support their presence in this country, criticizing me, saying, well, why don't you go after the employers? Well, here you go. I invite you to join me in this effort.
It was Vasquez's idea to use RICO, the Racketeering Influenced and Corrupt Organizations Act, to sue private companies that hire illegal workers. The county is seeking damages for costs such as indigent medical care and jail. Vasquez says he's looking out for Idaho business owners like Brad Tracy, who claims his small concrete company was driven out of the residential market by firms that rely on cheap labor.
Oh, I think it's great. I said, if you get some of these developers and these builders and these subcontractors that knowingly using illegal immigrants, and you watch them get thrown in jail, it'll be done overnight.
This strategy could serve as a model for local governments nationwide, but critics of Vasquez argue that his tactics in dealing with illegal immigration promote racial stereotyping and discourage firms from hiring immigrants in general. Corinne Tafoya Fisher helped organize a political action committee dedicated to challenging Vasquez. She says it's a human rights issue.
We have neighbors to the south who are coming here for survival, and also our country who needs them, because they have contributed to our economic base. We need to really take a real close, clear look at, as to who we are as a nation.
Vasquez recently announced he's running for Congress. At a campaign fundraiser, supporters like Nancy Bell were enthusiastic.
I think that Robert has a real important message. He's the right man at the right time, and he wants the right job.
With just a few dozen people, turnout at this event was less than what organizers were hoping for. That could be because Vasquez is a tough sell to some Republicans, says veteran Idaho political watcher Jim Weatherby. He says Vasquez's hard line on illegal immigration exposes a divide within the Republican Party.
A rift among those who are concerned about having labor in the fields, and on the other hand, those who are most concerned about border security and threats to jobs.
Still, says Weatherby, Vasquez's message is getting a lot of national attention at the moment, more than any of the other candidates vying for Idaho's only open congressional seat in 2006. For NPR News, I'm Elizabeth Wynn Johnson.